Welcome to episode 200 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. To mark the 200th edition of the regular podcast, I had thought about putting together a questions and answers show, or maybe a competition. Well, there's already a giveaway running on the website, more of this at the end of the show, and the Q&A 500 feature is of course now a regular part of the website. So instead, I decided to stay true to the roots of the active photographer and bring you a full-on, behind-the-scenes location recording from a recent trip outdoors. This time around then, you join me as I negotiate a flowing river, contemplate making a big jump, and plan ahead for a forthcoming photo shoot. So welcome, one and all, to the Active Photographer, episode 200! It's just about 10:30 on a Monday morning, and I am, as you may well be able to hear in just a moment, or you may not, I am down by the edge of a river. Now, I had mentioned in an episode a few weeks ago that there was an opportunity in a woodland for a shot that I wanted to produce, and I'd need to come back and do a few tests and have a think about it and what have you. Well, that's what I'm doing today. And already, within moments of being here, I have found a slight problem, or let's say challenge. The river, when I was here the other day, was flowing, and it was, you know, a fair depth, but I had earmarked a point where I thought the action could happen and what have you. But in the time since, in the time since, the level has risen, and it's actually got wider at that point. Now, the reason that this creates a challenge is that for this shot, I need someone jumping over the river, and unless they are an Olympic long jumper, there's no way that they're going to make it, or if they do, they're going to slip and fall back. So, this is the situation. I've already been half drenched by a Springer Spaniel running through twice, which was great. His owner felt quite awkward about that. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to, in this week's show, in this recording, what I'm going to do most likely is record a bit, move along, check out areas, pause and what have you. It'll all be one continuous recording for you, but I'm going to have to pause the my audio recorder so you don't get lots of sort of dead time, as it were. So maybe you can hear the river now. You can hear it flowing. I've got a road going alongside. I've had a quick look at seeing some opportunities where the river is narrower. And I was just about to walk along further to check out another area when the dog struck, and that was that. Now, the other challenge I have today is that, of course, I'm using myself as a subject for a test shot, me jumping across the river. It won't be me in the final picture, and the person that's jumping will have a particular backpack on, and they'll look much more the part. Today I've just got a nice fleece jacket, outdoors jacket, and jeans and what have you, so I'm not I don't look right for the shot. But the bigger issue is the fact that I actually a few weeks ago picked up a bit of an injury on one of my toes where part of a wall fell on it, which was brilliant. So I've been kind of hobbling along for a little while, and I'm not quite convinced that I am ready to be jumping across rivers. That said, I am very aware that this river here, I'm just working my way through some undergrowth, I am very aware that this river is only, getting caught up in the undergrowth here, this river is only as big and as flowing as it is when you see it, because it doesn't always stay in this capacity. It's most of the year it's just a riverbed that's dried up. Now, I've just found an area here which is quite nice actually, but it's still water. So that's actually no good. I'm just going to look across, and I will get to the taking of pictures in a while. What I'm essentially needing to do is disguise the fact that this is, you know, it's quite near to a roadside. It's, you know, there's space around it, but it's quite a narrow kind of, for want of a better word, set that we're shooting on. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put my bag down, and I'll talk about kit a bit in a minute. I'm just going to see if I... Now, this is not the shot for jumping, but I need to get across to another area. Let me see. There's a tree stump here which is sort of sturdy. Right, I'm going to going to take a jump for it. Leave my bag on the other side. One, two, three. Oh, there we go. It's perfect. So, this is quite nice, actually. Got a field alongside me, and that has hurt my toe already, so I need to be careful. There was rumour that it was broken, but what can you do if your toe does get broken? Not a lot, really. Just going to have a look. The river I can see, actually, is coming down through the fields. It's absolutely lovely. The rivers further up in the hills really swell, and it all just sort of bundles down the hillside. It's lovely. I wish it was like this, you know, more often. But I'm just now looking to see a potential shot, because what I had done in preparation, I bought myself some waders. I'm sure you're all familiar with what waders are. Basically, Wellington boots with sealed trousers that go all the way up, like dungarees, up to sort of chest height. Because the shot I wanted was to actually required me to be in the middle of the stream, and it was just too deep for me to be able to just, you know, stand there in normal boots. So I'm just finding a spot. See, this could work. So there are two things going on here. One is thinking about the subject's position, and they will be frozen mid-air. That's the plan. But the shot that I need is basically of the camera position looking down the length of the river. So I'm just going to tentatively get to the edge of this stream here. If I did this shot, it's all quite overgrown here. There is a nice detail here whereby there's some old fencing with some old, obviously, like barbed wire to stop animals going through and what have you. But it's got ivy growing on it. It looks really quite rustic. My initial thoughts were, okay, so if that was in the background, I could edit that out and what have you. But I kind of like that in some ways. It might spoil the shot. See, I'm trying to think what's going to be the best option. So I think what I'm going to do, this is a possibility. I hadn't been aware of this, but this little area here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause, the audio just for a second, and make my way across to another little area, probably leave my bags where they are because it's all quite secluded, and then I will catch up with you when I'm having a look at another spot. Okay, so I'm now walking alongside, out in the open, whereas I was in the undergrowth before, I'm now walking alongside a channel where the water is maybe, I don't know, 8 inches deep possibly, and it's not flowing particularly, whereas before I told you about the depth that I thought the water was actually in the main river, and you may well be able to hear that the water is flowing. There's a sort of a, well, it's not a bridge, it's a, the water goes underneath the land here. This is the first point that I can see what would be all the way down the length of the river. It would be all the way down the length, but there are trees and things sort of sticking across, so it obscures the view. But there is a potential here for doing a shot over the narrower little sort of channel that goes off to one side, which I said was standing still. But the other thing is, there are two things in my mind for this shot. One is it needs to seem really, you know, sort of wild. And the other thing is it needs to be fairly secluded, because I don't want to draw attention to the chute. So already I'm just climbing over some dirt mound, so they're doing some forestry work here, so it's a little bit different to usual. Now, of course, as I'm recording this, we're in the winter, and it would be much nicer to have all the lovely greenery and everything. I can't guarantee, as I alluded to before, I can't guarantee that this water is going to be here in the spring or the summer, so what I'm having to do is hedge my bets and get a shot in the can this time of year. And if it then is the case that the rivers are flowing, if we had a particularly wet summer, for example, then I could come back and reshoot it, which would be great. Now, this is a Monday morning, and I was expecting it to be lovely and quiet. However, I've had more people and another couple of dogs to deal with. Right, now you can probably hear that I'm down by the river, right by the side here. This point actually is where I had imagined that somewhere along here I would be standing. There's almost a bit of a weir at this point where the water drops down. I thought I'd be standing just above that in my waders with the tripod set up, with the camera on the tripod, looking down the river, or rather up the river, for the shot. But it just gets so much wider down there. I'm really not sure this is going to work. So I hope you can hear me okay. I'm going to step away from the water. I'm just going to move downstream a little bit. The trouble is here, it gets a little bit more overgrown with thorns and all that sort of thing. And I'm now, I don't know, maybe 2.5-3 feet above the river, the surface of the river, and there's not a clear run-up and a clear landing point for the subjects to to do what they need to do. So that's not going to work. So I'm just going to walk around a little bit more, and I'm determined that, well, okay, this could play out one of two ways today. Either you will just hear me scouting this location, thinking about the logistics, or I will actually get down there and take a picture. I just don't want to draw attention to myself. Not because I don't want people to see me taking pictures, but yeah, I just want to be left in peace to get on with stuff. Let's have a look here. I'm going to keep hold of my bags. Oh, whilst I'm at it, I have a Lowepro 45-litre Rover Pro backpack with me. I also have a separate tripod bag, although you can attach a tripod to the side of this backpack. I've got a separate over-the-shoulder bag which has a tripod. It's a 055B Manfrotto, really old tripod, and it's quite heavy, very deliberately, because with the view that this is going to be standing in the river, for the actual shoot I'd probably put some weight underneath it, hang a sandbag of sorts underneath, but for now I just want to make sure there's enough extra weight just to hold it down. A little bit nervous. I brought some ropes and things as well, so I can also put a safety line attached to a tree just in case the current did take the tripod away whilst I was away from it, sort of doing the jumping thing. I've got an 80-200, 24-70 mil lens. I've got three pocket wizards, remote releases, to fire flash guns and also to fire the camera remotely. I can explain a bit more about that as well. What else have I got? Really quite light today. Quite light. Now, I'm just looking at this area. I'm back basically to where my initial planned shot was. And it doesn't look half as bad from this side. However, I know for a fact that even if you jumped from this side, you're not going to make it to the other side. There's one area here, just down from that, and it's not too bad. Let's have a look. Just weave my way through here. The advantage here is it would have to be done from the other side, which is the side that I first started out on. The person would have to take a run up. It's fairly clear they could jump. The trouble is there's trees in the way. I'm not going to be cutting trees or branches out the way. And there's the landing point. They just have to watch their face, because the chances are they go face first into some branches. So really not sure about that. Let me just carry on walking. and hopefully the breeze isn't too much of an issue. Last week's show there was quite a breeze and I wasn't so happy with the sound quality, but unfortunately couldn't do a lot about that. Hopefully it's a lot more calm today. This is looking okay.
This is all right.
Let's see. Just going to literally a few metres upstream from my initial shot. There's a clearance over the other side, so the person could take a running jump. There's not too much stuff in the way. There's one branch or something which could be gone by the time I come to the actual shoot. That could work. It's probably about a foot and a bit deep in this point, so it's not too bad. Okay, that could work. What I'm going to do is have one quick dart along. I still want to keep this nice and, you know, short for you. I don't want this to be a massive rambling recording that goes over time. Just having a quick look here. And then I'm keen to actually set something up. Yeah, so this is another opportunity. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pause the recording here, find the spot that I really want to check out, and then I will pick things up and talk to you about cameras and settings and all that sort of thing. Okay, so I have found my mark, which is just a fraction downstream from my original spot that I wanted to set the picture up. I've just been having a chat with someone who was thinking I was photographing wildlife, which is a fair enough assumption. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to make my way down. I'm just going to put something away in my bag here. Just going to make my way down into the water. What I've got is here with me is a Nikon D800 with the 80-200mm lens, and I'm right in the middle of the river, and do you know what, it really is pushing quite a lot against my legs. It is just about, what are we, on knee length, we're looking probably about 4 inches below knee length, so it's, you know, it's not really deep, but the water would be coming over the top of regular Wellington boots, and I didn't want to risk having thigh length waders just in case I have to squat down and the water sort of gets up and over. So my point for the shot would be just ahead. It's that one where when I was, I forget a little bit, it's been a while since I was doing the recording, so where I was talking about a point that was just upstream from my original intended point for the subject to jump, that's where I am. So the camera is on the tripod, the legs are fully submerged into the water, they're not sort of straddling the banks or anything, and all I'm going to do is I'm going to have a quick look here, set the camera up how I want it. The light is lovely today, it's a really bright morning, not too cold in the water actually. I was thinking that you know, I might have wanted extra socks or what have you, which I have brought, but yeah, it's okay. But what I'm needing to do first of all here, and this is where I'm going to start to get a little bit cold, I expect, is I'm going to have to just adjust the tripod legs just to lower them a bit. Let's drop the camera. What I want is the camera lower to the water's level so that I can get a bit of height or get a bit of depth below the subject, or when the subject is there, of course. We'll just have to imagine. Just going to wade my way upstream a little bit, and I can see where the person is going to be. Now, I think I mentioned before that there is a branch sort of hanging across, which could well get in the way of the shot. But what I can do, actually, is on the day, I will make sure I've got various clamps and ropes and this, that and the other to hold things like that out of the way, so they'll be out of the way, they won't get damaged. When we're done, just release the rope and they'll be back to their position as nature intended. So I'm just going to line the shot up, not really low down at the moment, I'm just kind of ironically finding my feet as my feet get cooler. So we're just going to level up the camera a bit. There we go. I'm so glad it's a nice day today. Right, there we go. Just lock everything off. Now, I could be doing this just with handheld, but I thought it's going to be easier, certainly as I'm speaking to you, and so I can get some consistency, just to lock the camera off on the tripod. So, that's in position. I'm on ISO 100 because it's such a bright day. My starting point for my camera setup is always plus one third of an f-stop exposure compensation, just to give a little kick into the brightness in the picture. That's just how my camera, this particular model, this example of this model works for me. It may not work for you, you'd have to do some tests. So, just lining this up. There we go. And what I want to do is, I'm shooting at f5.6 at this point. I'm going to actually kneel. This doesn't feel right at all to kneel on the riverbed. But there we go, I'm fully protected. There we go. Oh, that is rather chilly. I'm going to just pick a point where I can see the person would be jumping. And the background does drop off nicely, actually. Let's do a quick test here. There we go. I'm going to stand up just to save myself. It's the most bizarre thing. You think, has the water got in? You know, have I got a leak here? But I think it's okay. So I'm just going to... This is why I've got full-length waders. I'm crouching down so that I can... so that I can look at the camera back here. Let's just zoom in. That's lovely. So, just having a quick shot. It's such a small point of focus. I've actually decided what I'm going to do today. I don't think, just because of my toe, I don't want to risk damaging it all over again. So I'm not going to do jumping through the air and setting up lights and what have you. That can wait for another day. Let's have a look. That's a really nice shot just down the length of the river. What I need to do is just move across to the right slightly, because there is some greenery, and I don't want to push the greenery out the way if I, you know, don't have to, because it's just adding colour and detail. But equally, I need to make sure that when the person is jumping through the air, they are going to be really visible. So I'm just, again, down there, just dropping the camera. There we go. Just picking my point again. If I can. So I'm concentrating too much on how cold my legs are getting. There we go. And I'll just do a quick test. 25th of a second at f5.6. Now, on the day, I'm going to be working with flash, which, of course, you can play around with the ambient light settings. So what I want to do is drop the ambient down, so that will be a slower shutter speed. That, in turn, will drop the... that'll make the... what am I trying to say? That'll record blur in the water, in the river, which is really nice. So, but the flash will freeze the person jumping through the air. So the aperture controls the flash output, and the shutter speed controls the ambient. That's really nice. So what I'm going to do is, I'm just going to check my audio recorder is nice and safe, because I've actually got a front pocket here. There we go. And that's what it's in. Pushing my way through here. Now, that was shot, those test shots were at 80mm, so right at the widest point of this lens. I could go back up onto the bank and get my 2470, and in fact, I might do that. So, let's see. I have two options. I either get the 2470, which then gives me a wider shot, but it doesn't throw the background out as much, or I could actually go further down the stream and shoot back up and really get that compressed perspective. So maybe I'll do that. I wasn't thinking of it as a super wide picture. And the river's getting a little bit shallower here. Just while I've got this lens attached, I'm just going to do this, because there's no point getting out and changing things around if you don't need to. So just lining up again. Ah, see, that's fine. That gives me... Yeah, if I zoom through to about 105, That's nice, because all of a sudden what's happening is the river kind of follows the route, goes round to the right a little bit, so that's kind of opening up the shape of the river slightly. So again, just picking a point, 5.6 again, these are only test shots, so it's not like it doesn't have to be absolutely precise. I'm just trying to work out how the background falls out. Yeah, that's nice. And the, yeah, I've got options. The thing here is I've got a dark side and a light side to the river here. The sun is shining on the right, which is giving bright highlights. If I drop that down, the rest is going to darken in the shadows. Darken in the shadows. Now, I'm going to try it, just because I can. Let's go down to it. And the light has changed slightly, so let's see. At this position, 25th of a second at 5.6, or 30th it's now saying. There we go, that's better with those highlights. That's nice. Yeah, so I can start to see how it might look with the ambient dropped down, maybe, if I chose to do that. That's nice, just picking up that central point. So, I think, let me see what I'm going to do here. I'm going to just wade my way back upstream. We're going to have to do this very slowly, actually. So what I want to do is actually just see if there was another way that I could kind of work in this immediate area. Right, so I'm almost in the middle of the bit where I originally wanted to do have the subject jumping over. So what I'm going to do is put the tripod down again, looking straight up, and again the river I can see wading round, which is nice. Oh, it's much deeper down there. Let's do a quick test. Now, this I think is going to be a bit too powerful, this lens. I need to step back a little bit. There we go. Let's try that, because I'm still getting that line looking down the river. Give me 1 second whilst I just check something here. Okay, so I think we're nearly done with this. Just going to do a quick swizz round, move the tripod. There we go. The lighting will be most likely 3 lights in the final picture, or possibly 2. If I can get away with 2, all the better. So it'll be, as the person jumps across the river, there'll be 1 essentially front on from the right hand side as we look at the frame. When I say front on, facing the subject as they jump. There'll be 1 from behind them as well, so that gives me a highlight to separate them from the background. And depending on how it looks, I might, in their angle, I might throw a second one slightly round, rather than it sort of directly shooting across the frame, maybe at 3/4 into the subject. That likely would be on a stand, which will be placed in the river, or just on the river bank if I can. So not a lot of picture taking today. This is really just getting a sense of what the possibilities are here, because when I come to do the shots, I want to say, right, here's the location, this is where we need these lights, this is how it's going to happen. So, 1 final test shot. That's nice. 30th of a second, 5.6. That looks really nice. And just because I can, because I like the shot, I'm going to shoot at f22, focus right the way into 2/3 into the frame, which is the best way to get most depth of fields on a standard approach, because depth of field extends 1/3 in front of and 2/3 behind the subject. Just going to do that. That's 2.5 seconds. Just a nice river scene. In fact, what I'm going to do is put the camera onto a self-timer, which I don't want to jolt anything. So this is nothing to do with the shot, this is just because I like it. There we go. Self-timer. Lovely. That is really nice at f22. Just, again, it's not a shot that I'm going to be shooting in the final picture, but it just gives me a reference. That's what this is all about. Lovely. So, there we go. I think we are pretty much done. I'm very much, as you might imagine, I always look forward to having a cup of tea, but I'm very much looking forward to getting a cup of tea now. I hope that's been of use. It may well be that I end up doing a follow-up if I need to. It may well be that I just get on with the shoot, and my plan is actually to do a behind-the-scenes video. That would be really good. And there should hopefully be a bit of time-lapse and this, that and the other. But, you know, just a case of logistics now, getting a few things sorted and worked out. So, like I say, I hope that's been of interest for you. If you've got any questions, of course, do let me know. But for now, I will leave it there. The ambient temperature on the day was about 5 degrees C, and the water was a lot colder. But as ever, I think it really was well worth making the effort to scout that location properly. Now, before I sign off, a quick reminder. If you haven't already entered the giveaway competition to win a bunch of excellent hand warmers to keep you comfortable outdoors this winter, you've only got a matter of days left. All you have to do to be in with a chance of winning is drop a few lines in the comments section of the original competition page, and there's a link to that in the show notes. I'm interested to hear what you get up to, so do tell me what you love photographing outdoors in winter, and why. If you have a story to share, then all the better. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or, of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.